Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know I'm alone.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman, columnist for Yahoo Finance, and that's yahoo.com, finance.yahoo.com. Is that right, Rick? I always forget.
That's it.
Finance.yahoo.com. And also, your own website is rickjnewman.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right, so, folks, you can find all the things. And did you tell me you got a new book coming out?
I do. I have a book coming out. It won't be until next winter, but it's called The Liberty Trap, How to Reclaim the American Dream.
Ooh, I like that. Now, you're going to launch it on the show, right?
Sure.
Okay, we expect to launch it on the show. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so, Rick, as my audience knows, I've been foaming at the mouth for the last, for a dozen years, about one of the things I've been foaming at the mouth about, I guess I should say, is the covetousness of other entities, I'll call it that, around the world, of the United States' ultimate de facto ownership of the Internet. And there's been a lot of coveting, a lot of jealousy, a lot of sniping, a lot of bad behavior for a dozen years at least, from around the world. Well, recently, as people know, the internet is being managed and governed by the Internet Corporation of Assigned Names and Numbers, ICANN. And recently, the Obama administration had made the decision to divest the U.S. of that control and let ICANN go off and decide who should run the Internet. And so I've been writing a lot about that. I've been an opponent of that. And so what do you think about all this?
Yeah, it's an interesting issue, Jim. And isn't it funny that we trash the U.S. government, how dissatisfied we are with how poorly it performs, and yet we want to retain, where we want the government to retain some, I mean, I realize this is really like a quasi-government. ICANN is not a U.S. government agency.
No.
But it is sort of quasi-governmental, if you will.
It's a contractor. It's a contractor, basically.
Yeah, right. That's right. And we want to retain that. So, I mean, it seems to me probably in the United States' interest that it continues to do that. However, I would say, let's say we go ahead with this divestiture, and the UN, the worst scenario is the UN takes it over and wants to attack the
Internet.
That's
right.
I have a funny feeling that Facebook and Google and Apple and every big company that relies upon the Internet with all the power in Silicon Valley would be able to strong-arm the United Nations out of that idea if it ever went that way in the first place. So,
but then we've got those three big corporations pulling the UN's chains. How is that better than the U.S. government? Talk about it. Now.
Well,
Then we got a global oligarchy, not just a national oligarchy.
Well, we do have a global oligarchy. We have one.
Yeah.
We have one already.
I mean,
I think it's we like to think that the internet is free and it represents freedom, and it certainly to some extent it does. But the internet is also a function of what's on it.
Right.
So yes, you and I can use it to publish our own blog or something, and I guess that's a new kind of freedom. But I mean, technology companies already control what we see, what we
mm-hmm.
buy, how much we pay. I mean, I don't think they do. I don't think it's a cartel.
I think
there still is competition, but it's sort of like pick your poison. I mean, we tend to think of Silicon Valley as this sort of benign place of, you know, where all this wonderful innovation takes place.
But Rick, up to now, it has not been about, there has not been any great level of geopolitics involved. And if it goes the direction the Obama administration has been talking about it, geopolitics will wind up getting involved.
It could, Jim. So let's say, yes, default best position is United States retains control. However, my point would be, if the United States does not retain de facto control, it will still be able to exert the influence to serve the U.S.
You're not as worried about this as I am. Then, is that what you're saying?
I think I'm not worried that it's the end of the internet as I know it.
Well, but how are you going to feel when the UN decides to tax the internet? That's what they want to do.
If that happens, I will have been wrong.
I hope you're not wrong, but I hope I'm wrong. I hope it doesn't go through. That's what I hope. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Yeah, come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Finance.yahoo.com and rickjnewman.com. That's how you find this guy. The book is called Rebounders. He'll be back another day, Rick Newman will. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.